Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the April 10th, 2023 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. The time is 3:33. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this meeting.
This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. If, during the meeting, anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good afternoon. This is Corinne Myers speaking. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's agenda and information on each of the actions being taken. In the event the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Carol Ventura, trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and executive director of RI Housing, will preside at this afternoon's meeting. Trustees, RI Housing commissioners, and staff, please do state your name every time prior to speaking. And now I'll return to Carol Ventura to proceed with today's agenda.
Thank you, Corey. I will now conduct a roll call of the trustees of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Board of Commissioners in attendance. Commissioner Sorsen.
Here.
Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Commissioner McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Jessica Craven.
Here.
Commissioner Pryor.
Here.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to action item number 1, approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on December 16th, 2022. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Thank you. Any questions or discussion? Corey, please conduct vote.
This is Prince speaking. Trustees, if you're in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on December 15, 2022, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number 2 on the agenda is firm approval of second mortgage financing for Babcock Village Apartments in Westerly. Ann Berman, Director of Real Estate Development, will present at that.
Thank you, Carol. This is Ann Byrne. This request for action is for firm approval of a taxable second mortgage in an amount not to exceed $5 million for Babcock Village Apartments, which is located in Westerly. The developer is Cathedral Development Group. Babcock is a 151 Section 8 development, of which 150 of the units benefit from a HAP contract. The project was most recently refinanced in 2020, and at that time, the developer did undertake a moderate rehab of the property. The developer has requested a second mortgage to withdraw equity that is a result of recent rent increases. On November 1st, 2022, they executed a new 20-year HAP contract with higher rents. The proposed second mortgage will be coterminous with the existing first mortgage. The combined loan-to-value of the first and second is 80%, and the combined debt service is over 120. So we are confident that the underwriting supports the additional debt. The interest rate will be set at the time of closing. Current underwriting is at about 7.25, which is consistent with current taxable rates. The loan will be capped at $5 million, even if the interest rate goes down. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ann. May I have a motion to approve action item number 2, approval of second mortgage financing for Babcock Village Apartments in Westerly?
Make a motion.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion or questions?
I just wanted to note that the analysis includes some conservative assumptions that I think reflect the financing that we're talking about here. So that analysis is very helpful in support of this motion.
Thank you. Yeah, you did take a conservative approach.
Any further questions?
I have just one question, and this is subject to the other deal closing, Martin Arden.
Yes, this is Correct. This will close before Marvin Gardens closes.
Thank you. Corey, conduct the vote.
Certainly. Trustees, if you're in favor of firm approval of second mortgage financing for Babcock Village Apartments in Westerly, please say aye.
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 And if opposed, say nay. The ayes here have it, with three trustees voting in the affirmative. Thank you.
We have no further business for the trustees, so may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting. Thank you. Second. Thank you. Corey, please conduct the vote.
All those in favor of adjourning the meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. By unanimous vote.
Thank you. This is Carol Ventura, and the time is 3:40. The meeting of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund is now adjourned. Thank you for participating.